Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. My name is Erica, and I again have been thrown into doing the radio show for the week. So, we've got quite a few different things we're going to talk about. Hopefully, callers, you will press that one button and come on and talk to me. So far, we've got the weather. The high is 97. That's just ridiculously hot. It's super hot, so everybody's got to take big precautions. Never leave your kids or your pets in the car, even if it's for 5 minutes. It gets super hot in there, like 2 or 3 times hotter than it is outside. You can kill your pets or your children. Always take them with you. Leave the pets at home. Check on your neighbors, friends, and family. Stay out of the sun if possible. If you have to be in the sun, put sunscreen on. Even if you're black, it doesn't matter. You can still burn. And it can hurt very badly. Drink plenty of fluids. Alcohol and caffeine are dehydrating liquids. Leave them alone. Drink water. Water, water, water. If anybody'd like to talk about the weather, go ahead and hit 1 because it's really hot outside and nobody wants to be out there. And today we had the funeral of Nizelle George that was held this morning at Shiloh Temple at 10 o'clock. And I was kind of wondering, how could the community get involved? You know, how can we help and how can we change what's going on over in North Minneapolis? And we could get people to volunteer. If you guys are out there and you want to volunteer, give us a call at Mad Dads at 612-638-1007. And we can get you signed up to be a Mad Dads volunteer. And the more of us we have, the better change that we can make in our community. You could teach a class. You could also teach a class if you have something that you're passionate about, art or music or something. You could teach a class in your area of expertise at the local library or community center to help kids, you know, learn different things in different areas. Maybe painting or dancing or playing the drums or a musical instrument or something. If you're good at that, maybe another kid could that doesn't know about that could become, you know, a fantastic musician or artist, and they never would have known that without your class. So if you have a class that you can do, maybe volunteer to teach a class to help our kids out, keep them off the streets. You could host or sponsor an event, such as the Red Ribbon Week. You could adopt a project, become involved in a local nonprofit. Or you could just go around and adopt a program to oversee. You could join a group. You could build a bond between you and your local chamber of commerce. If you'd like to make any donations towards the Nizelle George family, you can make any donations at M&I Bank for the Mad Dads under Mad Dads for the benefit of Nizelle George. If we have any callers, you guys can go ahead and hit 1. We'd appreciate you calling and give us your input and talk on anything. And next Friday, July 13th, we'll be giving out free produce at North Point from 9 a.m. And that usually goes pretty quick, so if you want some free fruits and vegetables, head on over to North Point on July 13th. We do it every other Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. North Point also has a man clinic, which is every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m., and it's a first-come, first-served type thing. They do blood pressure, height, and weight checks. They do STD testing, they give out condoms, they help with dental, they help with any mental health issues you may have. And North Point will also, they'll also help you fill out some paperwork to help pay for the cost of what you get done there. And want to say a big thank you to everyone that came to help with VJ's birthday party and all the comers that wished him a happy birthday. It was a lot to get together, but it came out good and it turned out nice, and I think he had a really good time. And thanks to all our financial supporters for that. And, okay, I'm running out of stuff to say, so if you have any callers, please hit that one button. All the callers must be still at the funeral or something. I'm really kind of fresh and new to this. I don't really know what too much to talk about. Okay, sorry about that little space of dead air. I'm currently at a loss for what to talk about, seeing as how I went through the whole list of everything that I was given, and there's no callers to talk to. So we'll go back to the weather and how hot it is outside. If you are outside, maybe go jump in a pool or something. It's pretty warm out there. Make sure you drink lots of water. Callers, if you have anything to say, press 1. We're talking about weather and how we can change the community. Just in helping us volunteer, or maybe you could teach a class. If you have any ideas on how we can help out and change our community, that would be a good thing. And again, sticking with the hot weather, we have a high of 97 today, so put on that sunscreen. Layer it on thick every couple of hours because you will burn out there and it does hurt. Hey, does this mean that they want... No, you won't. Is that hurt? Caller, would you like to say something?
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I was just wondering if I wanted to volunteer at Mad Dads, how would I go about doing that? Can I just come to the office?
Yep, you would give us a call at 612-455-4630, and you would set up a time to come into the office and come watch a quick short video and fill out a little bit of paperwork, and you'd be all set to go to volunteer with us.
Okay, and where is the office located?
We are at 3026 4th Avenue South.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, but they don't want to talk. So if you want to talk to me, hit that one button, guys. I am kind of at a standstill on what to talk about. We talked about the weather. We talked about the funeral of Nizelle George. And we talked about VJ's birthday party. And we got free produce at North Point every other Friday at 9 a.m. So July 13th, we'll have produce at 9 in the morning. And whoever that was just hung up to, nobody wants to talk to me today. Bummer. Nobody has any opinions on anything today? Come on, guys. I know you're out there. Somebody say something. Guests, if you want to call in, 347-215-9262. Hit that one button and we can talk and find out what's going on, how you think you can help, or if you have ideas to help the community, let's hear them. I'm about to play some music. I'm just playing. I can find a place to plug it in. We got a special little treat today because I am at a standstill as of what to talk about. So, we are going to play the Mad Dad's theme song by Salt Body. And we thank him for writing that song for us. And it's a very good song. And I know you don't hear music on the station very often, but let's go for it and see what you guys think.
Welcome to the ghetto, cause the streets is where we pray at. It's a time to give us a blessing so we can say that. Knowledge is the power, it's in the presence of a king. Yeah, it's for the ghetto, set it's on the ghetto king. Say that ghetto children, show another ghetto queen. Believing in that kind of turn of miracles to dream. Our heart is in the streets and in the dirt is where we lay at. And that is in the building, ghetto loving, you can say that. M-A-D-E-A-D-S. When it gets destructive, but you know that we are best. Fathers of the ghetto and his present letters left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. M-A-D-D-A-D-S. When it gets destructive, cause you know that we are best. Fathers of the ghetto and his present letters left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
Omaha, Ohio, Florida, Pittsburgh, New York. Different little treat for you guys today. Normally we don't play too much music on here at all, but I'm running out of stuff to talk about, so callers, please give me a call, 347-215-9262, and hit that one button so I can talk to somebody. So I play that in hopes that you guys won't have a bunch of dead air. So, what'd you guys think of the song? That was pretty good, right? I like it. On this hot, hot day. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. What's everybody doing for the 4th of July? Nobody's calling in, doing anything? Gotta do fireworks? Where are you going to do the fireworks? Where's the best show for fireworks? Does anybody out there know? Everybody barbecuing tomorrow. Be safe with the barbecues. Be safe with the fireworks. Don't let your kids light them fireworks, people. Please don't let your kids light them fireworks. Adult supervision on the fireworks. We do not want any kids missing fingers, limbs, faces, anything like that. Oh, please be safe tomorrow. And with the barbecue, it's supposed to be even hotter than tomorrow than today it is. And it's not going to be even better tomorrow. It's going to be even hotter. 100 and something degrees it's supposed to feel like out there. So be safe. Keep that sunscreen on. Keep the kids in the pool or in the air conditioning. Don't stand over that grill too long. If you're the one that's grilling, try and pass it off to somebody else. That way you don't have to deal with the heat and on top of more heat. See if you can pass it on to somebody else. Drink lots of water. See what else we got going for the 4th of July. What happens on the 4th of July? Other fireworks and barbecues and Independence Day, Patriotism Day. Let's show some patriotism for our country. The freedom of speech, the freedom to do anything we want to for the most part. We live in a great country, guys. We've got a lot of opportunities, and tomorrow's the day to celebrate it. Safely, celebrate safely. And we still got 11 minutes left of the show. Come on, guys. Nobody wants to talk? 347-215-9262 is the guest call-in number. Press that one button and we can talk about anything and everything. Maybe I should play the song and again. No, I'm just kidding. So, let's see. What else can we talk about? July 18th, there's an event in Loring Park from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm not quite sure what that is. We got a parade, the Rondo Days Parade, on the 21st of July. Mad Dads will be in that. from 10 to 2. And what else do we got going on? There's another Stop the Violence event in Brooklyn Park. That's not till August, though. We got lots of stuff going on this summer, and we hope it's just good stuff, good events, positive stuff, not the steady violence and the depressing stuff that we have to deal with all summer long. Let's have some fun, you guys. Let's barbecue and enjoy our families. Got something else for me to talk about? Oh, hey, 10 ways to say thank you this Veterans. Oh, 10 ways to say thank you to veterans. There you go. Here we go for Independence Day. If you know a veteran, or if you are a relative to a veteran, or if you just happen to run across somebody that, you know, is wearing a veteran's hat of some sort, and you know that maybe they were a veteran somehow, they, you know, with what they have, they're telling you they're a veteran. Acknowledge active members of the military by sending a thank you to troops overseas via a tweet. Tweets using the #WeAreGrateful hashtag are screened and printed onto postcards and distributed to troops worldwide. Spend time volunteering at a local VA medical center. A small amount of time can make a big difference. Sign up at www.volunteer.va.gov/app/volunteer-now/. Take a 5-minute break from your daily routine to personally thank a coworker, neighbor, or loved one who is a veteran. A heartfelt thank you accompanied by a smile may just make their day. Not every veteran is lucky enough to have someone at home to honor and thank them for their service. Products for Good launched the Honor One in a Million Project to change that. When you buy a coin from the Honor One in a Million Project, the coin is hand-delivered to a veteran under VA care. Each coin comes with the opportunity for you to personalize a note to the recipient thanking them for their service. In return, you will receive a letter confirming the recipient the receipt of your gift. Learn more here at http://bit.ly/ajjdji. Take advantage of the Veterans Day holiday to teach kids about our nation's history and sacrifices for those who have served. For a listing of fun, kid-friendly activities, visit www.4.va.gov/kids/. So those are just a couple things you can do to thank veterans for helping us gain this beautiful, independent country of ours. And hopefully they can know that we do appreciate them in some small way. Minneapolis has a Red, White, and Boom event this week. It's today and tomorrow, and it's celebrating Independence Day in Minneapolis. And basically, they have lots of music. They have a screening of Captain America this evening. And that's free. It's in the park. And that's at 9 o'clock this evening at Nicollet Island Pavilion. And it says, arrive early to guarantee your spot. Venue has limited space. It's an outdoor movie of Captain America. And The Nicollet Island Pavilion, 40 Power Street. So that is that. And they will have fireworks tomorrow at 10 o'clock. They will have music. They have family activities, live entertainment. Tonight, it looks like they have, this is July 4th, Tim Casey and the Martyrs, Ziva Brazil, the Mother Banjo Band, Herman Jones, my funk brother band, Orange Whip, Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, and 100 Walt Jones. And those are going to be on the 4th of July. So, that's just a couple things that are out there to do on the 4th, and that's over by the Stone Arch Bridge. They'll be having fireworks at 10 o'clock at night. And we just got under 4 minutes left of the show, so if anybody wants to pop in and say something, here's your last chance, 347-215-9262. Otherwise, forever hold your peace, or at least for another week, and then you'll have another chance to call in and say something. Again, guys, it's really hot out there, so keep the water in your system going. Drink lots and lots of ice water. Alcohol, caffeine, pop, all that takes away. Sugar drinks, they dehydrate you. So please do not get dehydrated. It is very hot out there and you can get heat stroke very quickly. So drink lots of water. Put sunscreen on. Watch your kids out in that heat. If you got a pool or a sprinkler for them to run through, it can cool them off real good. Do that. They enjoy that one. And if you think maybe if you know some of your neighbors that don't have air or that you think might be having a rough time with the heat, maybe go check on them and invite them over if you have air or, you know, just make sure that they're all right. We got to look out for each other, guys, because if we don't look out for each other, who's going to look out for us? If we do look out for each other, then other people will be looking out for us. My mom always said, treat people the way you want to be treated. And when we help other people help us out. We get what we give tenfold. So other than that, thank you for listening. Thank you to all those that showed up at VJ's birthday party last Tuesday. Thank you for all those people that made it possible. Thank you for all the financial supporters that helped out on Tuesday for his birthday party. It went fabulous. It went off without a hitch, and I think he had a really good time. So we have our support group tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. There's dinner and child care provided. The address is 3023 4th Avenue South. Again, it's from 5 to 7 p.m., and we hope to have as many people as we can get there. I know it's hot, guys, but we can make it. Let's do it. Get to this support group and let's have a good time. We can eat. We can learn something. We can support each other. We also have our support groups on Thursdays at the same time, 3023 4th Avenue South from 5 to 7 p.m. Dinner and child care at that one also. And if you have any questions, you want to volunteer, if you need to give us a call at 612-455-4630 or 455-4632. And we will talk to you and hopefully we can help you out. Thanks for listening to the radio show, guys, and you all have a blessed day.